Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yeah, hello, Joyce.
Hello.
I'm calling regarding a charge that appeared on my credit card for Healthy Way today, and I don't know what it is.
Well, can I start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am?
My zip code? Well,
yes.
My zip code on my card is 10963, but I'm currently in Florida.
Well, let me see if I can. What is your first and last name, please?
Lana, L-A-N-A. Last name is Moravus, M-O-R-A-V-U-S.
All righty. Let me see if I can locate you under that zip code.
Thank you.
No, ma'am. Can I have the other zip code? Let me see if I can locate you.
It would be 33908.
All righty. Give me 1 second and let me see if I can locate you under that one.
Okay.
And your first name is Lana?
Lana, L-A-N-A.
Okay.
Last name, Moravus, M-O-R-A-V-U-S.
All righty. For security purposes, Ms. Lana, could you please verify your address?
Well, my address in New York is 110 Valley View Road, Otisville, but I'm here in Florida, which is 16751 Coconut Key Drive, Fort Myers, Florida, 33908.
That is the one is under. Okay, Ms. Lana, I was able to locate an account associated with you. It does seem back in October the 23rd that you paid $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a pulse oximeter.
Yeah, I think I did get that.
Yes, ma'am. It was a free gift, and you only paid the shipping and handling to receive the item.
So what is this for, then?
The charge that you have been billed is that item was a welcoming gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store. And it does state, when you scroll down through the terms and conditions, that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Now, were you saying that was in October and this is April?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would like to cancel it because I didn't know anything about it.
Yes, ma'am. I do see when they bill you a couple of times, your financial institute actually declined the charge. The last time they billed you was $56.95, and they billed you April the 18th. And that one was approved.
Yeah, well, I need to cancel that because I did not see it. Plus, I can't even use the pulse oximeter because I can't read the instructions are so tiny.
Oh,
I cannot even read them.
I'm sorry.
I've never
about
used
that,
it.
Ms. Lana?
But I need to cancel this because I didn't see any of commitment or further commitment or anything like that.
Oh, I'd give me 1 second and I will get you canceled out of that, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Alrighty, ma'am. I've successfully gotten you canceled out of that. That cancellation takes effect immediately. I do have the cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. That would be C as in Charlie. That's 259-830-289.
Okay, that's C is in Charlie, 259-830-289. And I will be refunded that amount, correct?
Now, they did ding that valid charges in your account. So what I can do a 35% refund on that last charge that you were billed of $56.95. I can refund you $19.93 on that charge.
That's all?
Yes,
that
ma'am.
So unfair.
I don't generate the discounts the system does. Now, we can do what they're running as a manager special, and they could do 50% refund on that charge, which would be $28.48, which would be half of the amount that you were charged.
That would be better.
Alrighty. And that refund will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right. I will watch for that. Thank you so much for your help with this.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.